Good morning. It's Mr. Fizz Friday, and he's talking about vacations and what you're going to do about your garden and yard and houseplants while you're out of town.
And there are a lot of things that need to be done outside because you don't want the place to look like you're gone.
So let's begin with the garden and all that food you're growing. Find somebody to pick it for you.
We used to have some good friends that owned a restaurant here in town, and when we were gone, they were very courteous and kind to go out and pick as many tomatoes and squash and whatever they could get their hands on as they could get while we were gone. We're glad to have them do that.
The whole yard needs to have water, and Jim says these next few days may bring some good rain, but
that's not going to last forever, and the long rain forecast says that by the end of this month, we're going to be back in the hot and dry.
As for the houseplants, they're a little bit like cats.
They can take a week of being by themselves, set them in a cool, shaded place in your house, not in full sun, and they'll be fine. And you might set them in trays of water or even in the bathtub with shallow water. Not deep enough to flood them, just deep enough so that they can pick up moisture if they need it.
And finally, there's the lawn. Mow it before you go, and if you're going to be gone for a while, find somebody else to do it. But Mr. Fizz says it's important that with all the vacation help you're getting, make sure it's clear what you want them to do and how you want them to do it.
Once upon a time, I was hired by a guy that said, go cut my grass while I'm gone. When I got back, he said, well, I don't do that way, and I'm not going to pay you. That wasn't nice.
Mr. Fizz, Jim Fizzell. At the Chicago Board of Trade, one day the weather market's on, one day it isn't. One analyst says it seems to have fizzled for now as the rain and heat forecasts for the Midwest have wobbled a bit and are inconsistent. July corn yesterday was down 11 cents. December corn was up a quarter of a penny. July beans were down 13, and November beans were down 8. Wheat followed corn and beans lower, with winter wheat down 6 to 7 cents. From the farm to your belly, today is National Strawberry Parfait Day and National Catfish Day. Here's a pro tip. Don't forget the hush puppies. That's the business of food on 720 WGN.